This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. On an admittedly not exhaustive list of notable modern financial conveniences, in reverse chronological order, I think, you've got Venmo and its peer-to-peer payment systems, ATMs, of course, and then, for our purposes today, we come to autopay. It's great, but you got to be on the ball. Auto payments you don't want to autopay anymore? Got to be stopped in advance, and you can lose track of who you're paying pretty easily. Can you name, by the way, all the streaming services you use and are paying for? But the trade-offs can be pretty good. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is on the FinTech beat today.
The thing about autopay is it's just so convenient. You can use it to cover just about any kind of bill, like the streaming services you have.
We have HBO Max, we have Discovery Plus, we have Disney Plus.
Amy Wilder is a consultant in Seattle. Like a lot of us, she uses autopay for almost everything.
Spotify, Pandora, Amazon Music, Apple Music.
Wilder says she first tried automatic payments in 2014 for the mortgage. She liked not having to worry about missing a payment and dinging her credit score. It worked really well.
And so I felt comfortable with that. And then it just kind of ballooned from there.
It certainly did. Wilder likes to read while listening to Spotify, so she autopays for
Washington Post, NPR, The Guardian, The New York Times. I think that's it.
But autopay was around long before Amy Wilder discovered it. Its roots go back to the 1970s and the creation of the Automated Clearinghouse, or ACH, system to automate check processing because
there's a big cost to processing checks.
That's financial historian Richard Sillam, who also says those paper checks were a hassle for banks. They had to go through the Federal Reserve System. There could be delays in getting the payments posted. Online payments eliminated the hassles and saved banks money. So in the 90s, they started signing customers up for online accounts. Sillam says it was slow at first.
But after the year 2000, I think the online banking accounts grew by the millions. You know, every year they would add a few million more online bank customers.
So, convenient for consumers, cheaper for banks, everybody's happy, right? Not quite. Autopay works well for fixed payments, but it can be dangerous for those that fluctuate. If you're hit with an unexpectedly high, say, credit card or utility bill, that can drain your checking account in an instant. Sarah Rathner is with NerdWallet.
If you don't have enough money in your bank account to cover a bill, and autopay kicks in and tries to pay the bill, you might be charged an overdraft fee. The median fee is about $34.
And there can be mistakes. Say a once-a-month payment is taken out twice. And yes, it can be hard to keep track of all your auto payments. Wilder estimates she spends $400 to $500 a month on streaming and media, plus auto pays to various charities. Wilder says she'd probably do some auto pay pruning if she genuinely knew what she was spending, but it's not always easy to cancel auto payments. Wilder says her husband shells out $7.99 a month for a video gaming service he hasn't used in about 10 years. He no longer has the email address he used to set it up.
He can't reach a live person. He can't use their website because he doesn't have the email. And so he just gave up, you know.
Turns out this is a pretty common autopay problem. Common enough that the CFPB, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, has a whole section on its website on how to stop automatic payments. John McNamara is an assistant director at the CFPB. He says you can file a complaint with the agency about any problem you're having with autopay. The CFPB has significant power over financial institutions.
Some of those entities might be subject to our supervision, such as large banks. And then when it comes to consumer financial law, many of these areas could be subject to an enforcement action by the CFPB.
Something that would get their attention, like a fine. McNamara says you do have the legal right to stop auto payments anytime, if you can remember who you're paying. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.